some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Fox, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a getter. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Louis Armstrong there, of course, and the original version of Wonderful World. Ah, amazing. And we found that one especially for Selva because it's wonderful to have Selva back with me on Psychic Choice Radio here. We started here around about 10, 11 years ago, maybe, in Studio One. We expanded to two studios and now we're back to just one. And we've had our ups and downs, but we're still going. We're still strong. Now, there is a 10-minute per person call-in, and everybody should be familiar with that by now. At least all that I can see in the call queue. And there is a single bell sound to indicate the end of each call. So is there something you wanted to say? Oh, okay. So right, moans and groans in the background. Playing a game on a tablet or something or other there. The wife. Okay. Right, we're going to get on with it then because we're 5 minutes in already, would you believe that music? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to say good morning to Selva in Western Australia. I don't know whether it's hot or cold there at the moment, but we're in the middle of our summer, of course, here, and autumn fast approaching, and Selva will be in spring before she knows it. So good morning, Selva.
Good morning. It's a good evening to you.
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice again. So is it, you're in your winter now, is that right?
Pardon?
You're in your winter now at the moment, yeah?
Yes, I am. I sure am.
So it's quite cold there, yeah?
It is cold. It's about... it's not too bad for you. It wouldn't be that cold because it's about 5 degrees at the moment, so that wouldn't be cold. You're used to snow and that, but it is pretty cold for us. Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah. Because I know that when we get a heat wave in the UK, and we're having one at the moment, that you know that Selva is going to be very cold there, because obviously, when you get one extreme in one country, you get the opposite extreme on the other side of the world. So there you say, extremes going on at the moment. But we're ready to go. And remember, ladies and gents, please, no questions. Just let Selva do her thing. Questions after, please, yeah? So, okay. Right then, line one, Jessica.
Hello. I wasn't expecting that. Welcome back. Yay.
Hi, Jessica. Lovely to hear your voice. Jessica, there's a lot of changes happening in your life, and there's a lot of reassessment you need to make within yourself. It is important for you to take a step back and really resonate with you and only choose what resonates with you and move forward, because there's a lot of new doors that are going to open for you in that area. And there is a relationship, especially a new form of communication seems to be there. So it seems to be like a sense of reconciliation. Now, this is not a romantic relationship. It seems to be like in a family relationship type of thing. So it's like there's a lot of reconciliation, a lot of reestablishing of a greater security around you as such. I do feel you do need to watch your diet a little bit, because your digestive system feels a little bit blocked. So try and be aware of how food is affecting you as you're consuming it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, great reading. Picked up a bunch of stuff. What do you suggest about my diet? Because I went back to eating some meat because I wasn't digesting, I don't know, the fruits, the vegetables, something wasn't so good.
I think the problem, Jessica, is your digestive system is too slow. That's all it is. And so I think you need something to help you activate a little bit more. So once you've got to chew meat 50 times before you swallow it, you know, the old school, you know, but of course nobody stands there and chews for 50 times before they swallow. So if you can have warm water after a meal, or green tea or some lemon tea, something like that, a warm drink of water or lemon tea or something like that, you'll find that it will activate your digestive system a little bit more, and it could help for you to have like a good breakfast and a good lunch and just a little dinner, because you need to be active to be able to digest your food better. So if you're not active, it's like your food is not breaking down, so you've got an active movement of that direction. And that's been Lava for about 18 months now, so something has changed in your own physical being that's actually created this, you know. And I don't know if before you might have been working more at night than during the day. You had your digestive system upside down, so you need to normalize it.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up. Something has been a little bit weird, and I haven't been really as hungry, and I've been So because I walk a lot, but if I started taking like a power walk every day, you think that would help the digestion?
Don't power walk.
Well, that's more like getting your heart beating in exercise.
No. Power walk for people like you, it's not really recommended, because when you power walk, you tend to swell up. You tend to perspire internally more than externally. I don't think you perspire enough externally. So for you to power walk, it's like turning into a water pressure, and your body would naturally want to retain the fluid, wants to protect you. And so for you to walk at a medium speed, not power walk, just enough to warm up your body to allow it to perspire properly, I think that's what will do it for you. But power walk will just suffocate your body.
Okay. Thank you for that. What are you picking up as far as a move? I've been thinking about moving out of state a lot.
Well, you keep on thinking, because it's not the time right now.
Okay.
I don't think it's a time for another 6 months. There's a lot of things you've got unfinished where you are. It's like you've got to tidy up a little loose ends and stuff like that. And you're a person about security, so before you move, you need to have some sort of reassurance that you are going to somewhere where you're going to feel safe. And at the moment, you haven't got that security as such, and you all are about security.
Yeah, you're right. So what do you see me tying up here? Because I'm very bored and I don't, I'm not connecting with anybody.
You know, we're as bored as we allowed ourselves to be. And a lot of it, we've got to form a relationship with ourselves to understand that we're not alone. All right, we're not alone. So that way we don't get bored if we're not alone. You've got to really complete yourself and create that deeper connection within yourself to accept that. Now, there's a lot of emotional issues around you that you need to actually find peace with. And once you find peace with all that, you will see you will start attracting people of your own kind and direction. Now, subconsciously, you've already made up your mind that where you are is not home, all right? So when we actually do that, it's a lot of, I'm not home, this is not home. You want to allow yourself to attract companionship and direction because of it, because you don't belong there. You're a stranger in your own domain right now. So you've got to look around and see, okay, what is it that I need to keep from here before I can able to move on into a new vibration, a new direction? There has been an emotional lost energy around you from about 5 years ago. In the last 5 years, you've actually been like a roller coaster of emotions, and that's created a lot of transition for you. So you need to make peace. You need to make peace with you. You need to form a relationship with you. You need to form a direction of acceptance within yourself. And once you've actually created that, everything just comes to you. We become like a magnet to the people that we do need in our lives, the people that we actually need to work with in that area as well. You're an amazing person, but it's like you don't see you. You've got to learn to look at yourself in the mirror. You've got to learn to accept what you see and work with what you've got, and you will realize that things will become easier and you'll become more beneficial for you on an emotional level, which will allow you to connect on a physical level with the external.
Yeah, because a lot of new things were opening for me, and then the last couple days it's been upsetting. They didn't end up working out the way I wanted them to, and it just kind of, you know, I've been dealing with the emotional stuff for several years, like you were saying, and I was kind of feeling that I wouldn't be able to totally release it and start new until I moved, because it's just an ongoing, I just don't feel comfortable in the apartment where I am or the community.
Well, you know,
I don't know what to do.
Moving is not going to solve the emotional issues that you have within yourself, because it'll go with you, because an emotional issue of a deep within direction. This is what you do. Have yourself a nice hot shower, right, and rub your body with salt. Wet your body first and then rub your body with salt, and actually do a prayer of asking spirit to come in and remove any debris, any blockage that you have that's preventing you from moving forward in life. Just cheap, everyday, ordinary cooking salt. You don't have to get, you know, the expensive sea salt or anything like that. Just cooking salt will do. They've got smaller granules. It won't hurt as much anyway. And just rub it. Rub it through your whole body and leave the salt on your body for a couple of seconds and do a prayer and ask the spirit to purify your body, your mind, your soul, to remove all impurities and let go of anything that no longer serves you and allow the purity to stay within. Because you're not connected within yourself. And we've got to connect with ourselves completely to be able to be the power of a strength, to be able to move forward and be able to digest things and accept everything that is around us. And you're an amazing person, Jessica, but you're blind to yourself. So you've got to start seeing you. You've got to find your vision and see you. Once you're able to see you and embrace you, everything will start falling in place. Everything begins with you.
Okay, this is very interesting. Yeah, I'm going to go deeper into that because that is a lot of the work that I do, but clearly there's still more. And spirit really has me doing nothing but being with myself all day. So I'm like, I don't know what else you want me to do. So I'll do that. And yeah. There anything? What are you picking up anything having to do with working with horses? I mean, I know I will be, but I'm just saying immediately, like in the. You know, that's what I was really upset about this week about.
Have you got a connection with Texas?
I used to, not anymore, but there's tons of horses there.
I don't know where the best horse areas are in America. I'm no good at that, but there seems to be someone from Texas that is actually going to get in touch with you. And someone that's actually, in Australia, we call them a pony club, which is somewhere where people can go and learn about horses and be educated and understand to get to know the animal as a true animal, not as a vehicle type of thing. There is some sort of schooling, some sort of educational center to do with horses, but this person has a connection with Texas somehow. Now, I'm not saying you're going to Texas. It's someone that you might have met while you were over there or you, whatever the connection is there, but it's a connection with Texas according to it. I do feel within the next 3 years there will be a lot of changes that will open up new directions for you.
Okay, thank you. Amazing reading. Awesome. Thank you so much. Lots of great stuff. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Jessica. And obviously, it's as much the caller's part to listen to the bell as it is Selva's. And the bell there, just quite simple, just a single bell letting you know that it's the end of your call. We did have a 3-minute countdown thing, but that was getting annoying. Okay. All right, then. Let's see where we're going. Okay. Deep, good evening.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Selva. Welcome to Lock Talk Radio again.
Yes. You feel happy, sad. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. But you feel happy, sad. It's like you're happy and grateful for many, many things. But you're sad also because it's like sometimes you feel like people are looking through you, not at you. It's like they don't see you. You don't feel like you're seen somehow, you know. And it's like I do feel that the next 2 to 3 months, you're going to have an opportunity that is going to make you shine. And I'm really glad about that because there's so much about you that the world needs to know. And it's like you're really happy, sad. And I can't express it any other way. It's like you're really happy, sad. And it's like we need to change that because you need to have a balanced feeling, and if I don't pick up a balanced feeling, it's like you've got to really work at being balanced all the time because it's like you know what you want, you know what you want to do, but it's like you're a ghost. Nobody sees you, and that saddens me because you've got so much to offer. You've got such a ability to be able to clarify things for others. you have this beautiful spiritual psychic energy about you that you're able to translate things for others quite rapidly and quite quickly. And it's like people are just not listening. They just don't hear. It's like they, but they're choosing not to hear. It's not that they can't hear. It's just like, oh, it doesn't matter, but it does matter. And I do feel that sooner or later, something's going to, the light's going to shine on you and people are going to say, oh my God, I never saw that coming. You know, and it was there all the time. So don't you dare ever give up what you're doing for the sake of anybody else. Don't you dare look to see how can I cater for someone else and just be yourself. Just be yourself. Just be you. And sooner or later, yourself will shine.
Yeah, thank you, Selva. Thank you. That resonates with me. Yeah. Do you see the situation with my ex improving for my sons? It's gotten worse with the police and social service being involved.
Yeah, I do feel that you and your child will reunite and that it'll be fine in that area there. But your ex is going through a lot of, I don't know if you can call it blues or what it is. It's a lot of anger and depression at the same time. And I feel that the biggest problem with your ex is she's not following her own integrity. She's following someone. It's following someone else's advice. There seems to be a third party involved that's influencing your ex's decisions.
Yeah, that's always been the case. What can we do about it? Or will it change by itself? Or
you don't need to change yourself anything. It's like your ex needs to rebalance things and reevaluate and realize that it cannot continue the way it is because it's not good. It's not good for you. It's not good for your ex. It's not good for your child. It's not good for anybody. It's just not catering for anybody at all right now. You know, it's just like a dead road, you know. So therefore, it needs to be evaluated. But you're not doing anything wrong and you don't need to change anything yourself. And that's what I was saying earlier. Do not change anything. Just keep going, being honest, being directed and that, because the light will shine on you. And then suddenly your ex goes, oh, my God, why didn't I see that? Why didn't I acknowledge that, you know? And it's sad because your relationship was ended due to misinformation. You know, and it's just so frustrating that people do not listen and do not see what it really is. So you yourself, you are doing the best that you can. You're doing the right thing. You are being honest. You're being punctual. You're being committed. You have made yourself available to whatever you may need. But I feel that your ex is being influenced by someone else, and there's nothing you can do about that until your ex sees the clarity of what is not right.
But she'll never see the clarity. She's just getting more foggy in her mind over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
So or do you see that changing?
I think, yes, it will. It will change, but I do feel it will change through an unwell period. I do feel that she's, I don't know if she's going to get medical attention and she's going to get some counseling or something like that, but I do something changing in a treatment will be presented to her to be able to bring a sense of betterness.
Will that be this year?
Pardon?
Will that be this year or...
Before December. It'll be before December, yeah.
And when do you see me reuniting with my son, in the next couple of days or a week or more?
I don't know. I can't give you a time. I'm sorry. I can't give you a period of time. But I know it's within the next 3 to 4 months. Like I said earlier, next to 3 to 4 months, many changes will change in your life and turn into your favor, but also a lot of the truth will be seen as well and it'll come onto the light and a lot of things will be balanced because of it.
And do you see me being able to continuously have him, as in, of course, not all the time, but a percentage of the time continuously, though, from whenever it starts? Or will it like be a start and stop?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, and I'm not going to guess. You know, you just concentrate on you. You really need to concentrate on you. You need to know within your mind, within your heart, that you're doing all the best that you can according to the understanding that you are allowed to have right now. And you need to be strong about that. And I do feel that once you actually make peace with you, it's like things will actually balance out. But I do feel that the problem is not you and your ex. That's not the problem. The problem is a third party that's not minding their own business.
Yeah, and will they go away, the third party? As in, will they cease to matter? Or will that be there forever?
No, they won't be there forever. I mean, the truth comes up to the surface sooner or later. You know, we can only, you know, we have a saying in Australia, you know, you can shovel the shit out of the barn, sooner or later, you'll be covered in it. You know, so whoever is doing it, it sooner or later covered itself with it and the truth will be revealed.
Right, and will it be around the time she'll be unwell or going through treatment?
Will
it be around the time when she be will it be around the time when she will be unwell or going through treatment?
Yeah, it'll be during the time when she's unwell. You know, because it's like when she becomes unwell, it's like she's no benefit to this person for some reason, and it's like she's gonna feel like she's dropped like a hot potato, and then she'll see things clearly. You know, and she'll see things clearly, but your relationship was not right anyway. It's like you've created a beautiful trial out of it and you've got to celebrate that and what you've been blessed with. But it's like you've got to find a sense of inner peace. And I do feel the two of you becoming quite civil to each other. I don't see you ever becoming really good buddies and friends again because there's been a lot of water under the bridge the last 2 years. But I do feel that you will reach a point that will be civil and it'll be accepted and it'll be in a good agreement that will suit the child and it will suit each other.
Okay. And lastly, very quickly, do you see my son being okay with his mental health?
Your son is an amazing kid, actually, you know, and your son really knows, even though he's kind of youngish, you know, he feels like he sort of knows what he wants, you know, and the older he gets, the more expressive he's going to become and the more he will allow himself to redirect himself to where he needs to be as well, which I think is absolutely wonderful. I would not worry about your son at all. Because your son's a lot stronger than what people think he is.
Thank you. And his game addiction will not be a problem with his studies and the world. Thank you.
Okay, blessings.
Thank you, Dave. Right then, let's see where we are. Okay. So, Selva, you must tell me when you need a break as well. Yeah, and give me the word then, and we'll take a commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, in the form of music. Okay, right then, let's see where we are. Nancy.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what was your name, hon?
Nancy.
Nancy. All right. Can I hear your voice a little bit more? Don't tell me anything. I don't know.
Yes, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, I could hear you. I just wanted to feel the vibration of your voice. Nancy, there's a lot of, sometimes people assume things about other people and you've been running with that. It's like you have allowed people to assume things about you that are not quite right. In fact, it's like that's no longer valid for you, and it's like you're trying to bring clarity into other people's understanding as well. There seems to be a lot of money and papers going through your fingers as well, so you're going to have to reestablish your finances on a much closer level. You're going to have to really think the money you've got, and you need to create a budget and say, okay, this goes for that, this goes for that, that for that, whatever's left over, I'm going to keep it for a rainy day. And you need to do that for the next 18 months, I'm afraid, because it does show that you're not in a very flexible situation right now. So you need to be accountable for what you do have to make sure that you are provided with all that you need as such, all right? For some reason, my knees are hurting. I don't know if you've been having some knee problems, mainly like the right knee. Now, to me, knees represent the fear of moving forward, the fear of starting a new space, you know, and the preventing of actually moving forward. So there's something that you've been putting off to do. It's something you've been saying, okay, I'll deal with that later. Now is later. You need to deal with things head on. You need to make the decision right now. It's like there's no time like the present for you to make the changes, and that will manifest a lot of prosperity as well. There's a lot of learning for you that's actually going to be there for you. There's a lot of opportunities for you to be able to see and shine what you're able to do. I don't know why you don't sing anymore, Nancy. I really don't know. I mean, you should be a professional singer. I'm not going to say. But you used to sing so much, Spirit tells me. You used to have such a beautiful soul of joyness within yourself and within your environment. And it's like you've gone silent within your heart. You need to bring your voice out. You need to listen to music and sing and open up your heart and believe that what you feel is right. Because it's like you're not considering you. And you're a very powerful woman when you really set your mind to things. So please, don't you dare sell yourself short. You're better than that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I've been putting off like starting my business. I said I was just saying like recently, I'll do it later. I'll do it next week, next month turns into next year. So I procrastinate because I guess fear of, like you said, I'm moving forward.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Nancy, can you stand up for me?
Oh, yes.
I want you to stand up, right?
Yeah, I'm standing up now.
I want you to put your left hand in your heart, in your index finger on your third eye, right? And I want you to close your eyes and breathe in through your nose and hold it for a second and let it go. And I want you to say to yourself, I will allow myself to see the truth and only the truth. And I will allow myself to feel the love inside for me. I will allow myself to see the truth and only the truth. And I will allow myself to feel the love that is just for me. I am number one, number two, and number three. And then my personal concerns are next. And then there'll be everybody else. Even with your business, Nancy, it's like you've deviated. Instead of doing what you originally intended to do, you've been trying to cater for what the clientele will be.
Yeah.
The type of business that you are, which is mostly a public service of yourself, you are the business. And if you don't deliver your business the way you feel connected to the business, you're not going to be able to manifest the success that you deserve, because then you're trying to be someone that you're not. So you need to personalize yourself and connect to who you are in the business, and you'll see everything will fall in place quickly.
Okay. Yeah. In the beginning, you said people perceive me the wrong way. I kind of stay to myself, but when you talk to me, people get to know me, they like me, but then there would be times where people just don't like me, you know, and talk to me. That's why I moved, and then I'm in a new location because of situations like that, because I just want peace without being judged.
Yeah, Yeah, and I think you will get that. You know, you will get that. Is there a nursery near where you live?
Yes.
You can go to a plant nursery, I'm talking, okay, for plants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I wasn't sure whether you call it nursery in America or not. If you go to a plant nursery and get a rue plant, R-U-E, rue, okay, R-U-E.
R-U-E, okay.
All right. Get a rue plant and put it on your front door. Now, what a rue plant does, it actually dispels all negative energy in people of ill intent. But it actually brings harmony into your being. Now, you guys are lucky because you can still get the 7-day offering candles in America. We can't get them in Australia anymore. And do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of those, yes.
Okay. Go and try and find yourself a plain white 7-day ordinary candle, all right? And just pray over it and light it and let it go for the full 7 days and 7 nights and put that in your business premises, all right? And ask for that candle to bring all the energies, all the protection, all that you need, and to bring peace and harmony in all the business surrounding you. So not just for you, for you to create a welcome energy of love to you and for those neighbors that affect your energy as well. May they see the truth and understanding of what a value you are to the hood, all right?
Yes, yeah.
And ask spirit to work with you because you have a beautiful connection with the spirit. Not that you spend time talking to it enough. You're a bit naughty that way. But you do. You do have a special connection, you know. And even if you, you know, you don't have to meditate for hours, honey. You don't have to sit there and meditate for hours. You can meditate for 4 minutes. And in 4 minutes, you'd be amazed how much you can achieve with a self-acknowledging meditation. You know, and what you need to do, because you are so alone in the world, in a sense, that you feel that you're doing all on your own and you're battling the world on your own. For you to meditate for 4 minutes, just 4 minutes, you know, you just sit down, take a breath like you just did. And even if you just do that exercise of putting your hand in your heart and, you know, your third eye in the light, and to see the truth and only accept the truth and allow yourself to open the love in your heart for yourself before you open it to anybody else. If you do that every minute for about 4 minutes and ask for spirit to work with you, to be with you, to bless all that is around you and everything's connected. May anybody that enters your premises feel the love and the grace of God or whatever you believe in. I don't know what kind of beliefs you have, but if I believe in God, so I say God, but you might believe in something else. You might believe in Asha. You might believe, you know, who knows. And just evoke whatever your spiritual belief is. And may they be welcome and protected. And just do that for a few minutes and allow it to manifest and create a place of safety. And you will see that after doing that for 7 days, on the 8th day, someone walks into your place and go, oh, my God, this shop feels so good. What have you done here? You know, and all it is that you're actually blessing and you're allowing your spirit to work with you and manifest a sense of safety and direction. And this world of confusion that we all are in right now, more than ever, we need to ask to spirit to help us work, to work with us. I'm afraid that's your time up, honey.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yes, bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy. Right, I don't know what that was in the background then. Our call queue is going through the roof, standing at 13 people in the call queue at the moment. And we don't need to wear the bell again. Okay. Right then, let's see where we are. We're on line 4, and I'm not sure of the name.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Gigi. How are you?
Gigi.
Yes. Hi, Selma. Thank you.
Have we met before, Gigi?
I don't think so, but I feel very resonant with you.
I do too. With you,
yeah.
Not with me. I mean, I'm always resonant with me. But no, I do. You feel your energy is such a beautiful connecting energy. There's just something beautiful about you. Look me up on Facebook. I would love to get to know more about you.
Okay.
Gigi, there seems to be like a lot of little loose ends around you, and you feel so frustrated that it's like you're trying to link things together.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to realize you're not a spider. You don't have eight arms. You
mm-hmm.
don't have eight arms. You only got two. That's it. So
right.
stop overstretching yourself, because you're only affecting you, honey, and you should not do that to yourself. You should not do that
okay.
to yourself. You really need to take that little bit of a step back. You know, there's so much, it's like you were very intense in the personal development of the self, the acceptance of the self, the acknowledging
mm-hmm.
of the self, and somehow, slam, you shut the door. You know, so we got to open the doors, but we can't just open it. We got to open it gradually. Someone really slammed the door shut for you. It's not that you shut it yourself. It's like someone has really shut you down, you know. And
there you go. There you go. That's true.
Not right. Not right. It's actually kind of rude. I find it kind of rude like that. So I feel that you need to really, one step at a time, allow yourself to feel your way back into your own completeness. So the way we do that is actually connecting with ourselves and the completeness of the being. Even when you get up in the morning, you know, and you go for your morning shower, I want you to feel your body before you wash it, and then just feel it after you finish washing it, and acknowledge that, oh, wow, I feel great. I feel cleansed within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get cleansed, I want you not just to chuck anything on, but just say, what do I feel like wearing today? And don't dress for someone else. Dress for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What do I feel like wearing? And just put on whatever. You look at your wardrobe and go, yeah, I'll wear that. You know, and do that. And then when you, before you could have breakfast, just like, what do I feel like eating? Don't just
mm-hmm.
make what's available in the cupboard. Just say, what do I feel like eating? And if you feel like just having a coffee and a biscuit, that is fine. You know,
right.
And if you feel like just having a donut, well, have a donut. You know, there's eggs and flour and cereal and donut anyway, so it's healthy anyway. If you feel like having a glass of water, just have that, you know, and allow yourself to eat only when you feel the desire to eat. But keep your fluids up, all right? You got to keep
mm-hmm.
your fluids up, you know, because we're going to flush your system in 7 days. So if you can drink, you know, about 2.5 liters of water every day, and I'm talking water, not coffee and tea and juices and
uh-huh.
that. Pure water, just water on its own, but room temperature water, and just drink
right.
it. Drink about 2 liters every day if you can. You are going to BP a hell of a lot more, but it'll help you flush your system out. And when you're drinking it, I want you to drink it with that intent. I'm drinking to this to get rid of all the debris that has got into inside of me, to wash it away, to be able to bring the truest form of my own completeness out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it with that intent, you know, and allow yourself to acknowledge life. And the way we acknowledge life is to acknowledge life around us. If you're walking down the street, say good morning, say good afternoon, say hello, acknowledge life. It doesn't matter if nobody says hello or goodbye or whatever to you back. It doesn't matter. You honor you. You just do your bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
The beautiful thing about that, you do it for 2 or 3 days. In 2 or 3 days, when we go through the same walk every day, eventually we do cross the same people every day for one reason or another. And then people will start saying hello back to you. You will start shining. And you will know when you start shining because people will start looking at you and smiling as you smile. It'll become a contagious thing. And you will know it. And you will really know it. You know? But also I want you that if you go somewhere and you're feeling uncomfortable there, I don't want you to force yourself to remain there. All right?
Right.
If you're in a work situation that you can't run away from it, well, just go to the toilet and take a couple of deep breaths and say, I want to be protected. I want to be safe. I want nothing that does not belong to me to penetrate my being and only bring love and light into my being. So if you've got to go back, if it's a meeting situation, you can't escape. When you're going back after the toilet, you're going back with a protecting shield. So therefore, you'll be able to feel different in that ambient for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're doing a lot of things that are obligatory, you know, and you've got to change your life. You're not a programmed computer that's got to follow instruction. You're a human being. And it's time that people respect you for that. I love you. There's something about you.
Thank you, Selva Selzner. Thank you. You know, I have to admit to you that those are things that I have been working on, and I feel like I've let go of a lot of those things, those old paradigms, the old limiting belief systems. And the one thing that you mentioned at the very beginning is that you've said something about a lot of loose ends. And I don't know that I have too many loose ends, but there's one in particular, and it is about a person and communication and, you know, feeling like the door was shut, but I'm just, you know, trying to connect the dots, and that's the reason I bring this up. Is there any information, clarity you can give me on that?
Well, if you that person's been misinformed about you for some reason, and I'm really sad because it's not that person doesn't know you, but it's like he's chosen to disregard who you are and go by he said, she said, whatever. So I do feel that you can actually meditate on that person, all right? We can always meditate for acceptance. So I believe on the power of meditation. They can actually experience tremendously. So you'll get sick of me doing it. But I want you to, you know, find a spot somewhere where before you see that person at work and actually visualize that person in front of you, you know, and ask that person, I want you to see me for who I am. And I know we can work together and rectify the directions and the things that have been blocked and prevented. Just have a conversation, a mental conversation before you even see that person. But you need to be able to visualize the person in front of you and remove whatever misinterpretation has been created and remove whatever misinformation has been given to that person. The problem with you is that you're so good at what you do that you do threat other people. There are other people that feel incompetent around you because you're so thorough and you're so, when you do things, you do it right, but you don't do it at all. There's no room for gray. It's either black or white, you know? And some people can't handle that, honey. Some people can't handle it. And some people feel threatened by that. So I think it's something to do with that. And I feel if you do that exercise to send clarity and truth to that person, for that person to see you for who you really are, to reconnect with you as the true essence of direction, you'll see within days, things will change for you.
Okay. I understand that very much. So. And even if it's a person of interest, a romantic interest, you're still suggesting this. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. You know, We know you get people saying, oh, you got to love yourself. But that doesn't mean to say, I love yourself. No, you got to feel the love for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we feel true love for ourselves, we radiate love. We radiate clarity. We radiate acceptance. We must not try and mold ourselves to be suitable to someone else. We are always automatically suitable to the right person, whether it's in a work colleague or romantic situation or just a family connection.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
Yeah. I don't want it to be difficult. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. Anyway, look me up on Facebook.
I will, Selva, definitely. Thank you so much and have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, JJ. Okay. All right then. All right.
So I will need 2 minutes.
Sorry?
I will need a 2 minute break.
A 2 minute break. I was just going to say it's a bad time for a break. And I was just about to say that. Yeah. So we're going to take a short break then, ladies and gents. We've now got 14 people in the call queue. We may not be able to reach you all in a 2 hour show, but we'll do our very best, of course, as we always do. Fitting 14 into 2 hours is a bit of a stint. Right then, so we're going to take that break. Let's see what we got for you. Why not? Hey, okay. They done well in America, didn't they? You know, that's a band there from the UK. But they're still going strong, I do believe. Well, I don't know whether they've got all their original members, but I know that they're still around there. And, okay. So, there you go. All right then, so we're looking at the tonight's show page for a little while, and you will see there that on every show page it says the name of the guest. So if you click on the name of tonight's guest there, where it says Spiritualist Medium Selva Dutton, that is a clickable link. Go to Selva's Facebook page. So for anybody that wants to catch Selva there, that will take you straight to the page. In the rest of the write-up, you will see in the same colour font, you will see there that it says new set amount donation button. Click here. That's just basically it is what it is. It is a set amount where you can put your amount in. We start with a suggestion fee. Suggestion fee of $3.50. We get about £2 of that after exchange. And that is just a place where you can show your appreciation there. You can actually pay by card on that if you wish. Underneath that, you'll see where it says Ken's Group page. That's something new that we've included. Ken's group page, it of course simply goes to the group page there on Facebook that we have recently completed. Shows will eventually be posted there and there only, so you will have to click on it. Otherwise, you won't see the shows, because on my main Facebook page, I am dedicating that to my family in future. So that will be the page from now on, where you will see shows. So eventually the main Facebook page will deteriorate rapidly for adverts about shows. Yeah. And you will have to click on the group page to find out about shows. But there you go. Right then, Selva should be back now. And we should be on line 5, I do believe. And that's Queen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Selva.
What was your name?
Queen.
Oh, Queen.
Yes.
How are you, my beautiful Queen? Wow. I close my eyes and I can see your energy and your vibration. It's like you got this beautiful night queen energy, and you feel very familiar to me. You feel very familiar, and you feel this... it's like you've been working on how to be able to evolve in a higher spiritual vibration. It's like you have been rising your vibrations and you've been working very hard at it. So it's like you really are in a real spiritual realm within yourself, and you have this ability to connect to the higher source in a much better level than a lot of other people can. And it's like you're very blessed in that way. And it's like you really need to take that breath in and not just send it all to the universe. Make sure you retain some for you, because it's like you've been working very hard at sending it out there to bring the balance, to bring the acceptance of the world. You have got such a high energy that in a way it makes me a little bit dizzy. And it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful essence of connection, you know, and it's like you keep working, because it's like it is resonating and it is heading in the right direction. But also understand that you're also sending energy to help people cross that path of the need to cross, to see the clarity that is there within themselves as well. It's kind of amazing, Queen, because the last 5 years, it's like you've been trying to take that step of the moment, of living the moment and embracing the moment. And you're doing it. You're just doing it. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense to me. My heart is touched. My eyes are filling with water for a release of joy. The messages that you have given today have been on such a high level. It's been an honor to await my turn.
Yeah.
I do. It does resonate with me, what you said, and I am ever grateful to have fulfilled one of my many purposes and desires of my heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just are such an amazing presence, and I'm honored that you've chosen to speak to me. You know, but you got to take the pressure of yourself of wanting to balance everything, because some things are just not to be balanced. You know, you will balance everything that's within you, meaning whatever affects you on a direct level. But you're going to have to learn to accept that some people, they just don't want to help themselves. You know, and there's not much we can do about that. But your presence is amazing, Queen. I just feel so blessed to be talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. And I am learning more and more to allow people to be themselves and to let it go. I'm learning that.
Yeah.
And
I mean, you've been walking this earth for a long time, Queen. You know.
Yes.
And it's like you've done your share in many ways, and now you just need to do yourself and your neighborhood, what's really surrounding you in that space. You know, you need to bring it home a little bit to help you for the next 15, 20 years, you know, to get you through to what you're trying to finalize. And I don't know if you've been working on a book or what it is, but I see you flicking through photos and remembering and trying to put them into order, into perspective, so you can have like a memoir that people can understand what you're about. And I don't know if you actually make things, because I see your hands very active and very creative, and it's like you're making beautiful things out of nothing.
I am working on finally finalizing my first of a trilogy. I am extremely blessed with my hands, and I make beautiful things, and I'm in that zone now again in a different way. So
yeah.
You're absolutely right on.
Yeah.
Spot on. Thank you. Thank you for letting me into your energy.
Thank you. You know, you're one of these people that I hear the voice, and I wish the world was a lot smaller so we could just catch up and have a herbal tea together, you know? You know, just to share this aspect. You're a type of person that I could actually sit in a room and say nothing and will say a lot.
Let's work on that. Namaste.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken, for having this beautiful space. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Received, returned.
Thank you, Queen. Okay. Right. Now then. Right. I'll just scroll down. Okay. Right. So, Queen not quite taking the full 10 minutes there, but never mind. The sound there wasn't me, by the way. I don't know what that sound was. Okay.
Somebody's phone.
Right, we should be then with line 6. And we're getting slowly but surely through everybody. We may not reach you all, I can say. 14 people in the court queue. We're currently with line 6. Cindy.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Selva.
Hi.
Hi. It's very nice to speak with you. It's been a long time.
It sure has. It sure has. It certainly has been quite a while, but it's good to be back. It's really been really good to be back. I'm just hoping my throat, my voice holds out.
Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back, and I'm glad Ken got in touch with me. We were able to arrange a time that we could both be in the same room again. I get this sense of loss around you, and it's like you really don't know whether to go right or left, and it's like you know that whatever decision you make, there's going to be someone that's not going to be 100% happy with the decision that you make. But you need to concentrate and just think of you and do what is right for you, regardless of what the outcome may be. As long as it's right for you, it'll be all right in the general being within matters of days. Because it's like you've been, it's almost, I feel like you've been making yourself to continue with a theater that is just not open to the public anymore. So it's like you need to say, no, I need to close that door and open this door, because that's the door that I want to go through. And do not consider anybody else. Just consider you and you alone. And once you do that, it's like everything will just fall in place appropriately the way that it should be. Apart from that, did you have any questions?
Wow, that was, I don't really know which door to walk through, actually. I do have lost the recent relationship breakup, and I was wondering if there's going to be a reconnection, some communication and healing there, because it was very, very good, and then it just blew up out of, like, nowhere.
Stop right there. This is what you need to do. You need to sit down, write a letter to that person. You don't give this letter to that person, okay? Just write this letter to a person. But I want you, as you write it, I want you to talking what you're writing. So, dear Johnny, I thank you for the time that we've had together, the memories that I've had, the things that we've created, the positive and the negative. It's like you're writing and talking to that person. I want you to do it and do all that. And I want you to light a white candle and a yellow candle and a green candle as you do this. All right? So have those three candles burning, but you light the white one first, because that's the protection of God and the High Almighty. And the yellow is the Christ energy of protection of the strength and truth. And the green candle is to keep you earth and grounded and keep you within yourself, okay? So then, and then you write this letter, but as you're writing, talk out loud, all right? You're actually talking out loud, writing this letter. And I want you to fill your beans about everything with a relationship, good or bad, all right? And when you get to around the end of it, when the ending is just, when you're getting to the part that the ending is just, you can feel the end, because you knew the ending was actually taking place about 3 months ago. You knew something was not right, but you couldn't pinpoint it. All right. And you need to actually just write that, you know, even though right now things are not as clear as what it should be, if we're meant to share our future together, I will leave my window open. If we're not meant to be, it is okay. The window will remain open because of the memories and the positive things that I will choose to keep from you. All right. May you find the truth and clarity that you desire. May you be able to walk your truth and speak your truth. And if your truth is meant to be part of my truth, may we reunite in peace and harmony under natural circumstances. All right. And just surrender it all to spirit. Just surrender it all. All right. Because a lot of in the relationship, it's like you weren't completely yourself in the relationship and the other person weren't being completely themselves in the relationship either. So it's like you were both were just tolerating something that you have not informed each other of that discomfort. And that can only be done for so long. Sooner or later, will create a disruption. But sometimes it's not obvious to really see what that disruption was in itself. So by writing the letter and surrendering to spirit, that person will receive that letter in the best way possible. It will receive it from the heart and the soul, not from the head. Because right now, for you to try and reconcile and talk to that person is not in a listening mode. That person at the moment will be hearing you but not listening to you. So to connect through the soul connection that you both still have is the best way to communicate. Did you understand?
Yeah, but I was... just wondering if you see any reconnection there, communication, or if I, you know, should be moving on.
Not right now. Right now, I don't see anything. But you need to create closure. You need to create closure so you can open a new door. Whether that new door is with that person or without that person, it is relevant. But you need to surrender it because to you, the relationship should not be finished. It's still an open wound. So you need to create closure, and that's what you do with the letter. You're actually creating closure to open a new door. So the relationship to reconnect is opening a new door, a new chapter. And let the past be the past. Do you understand that?
Okay. Kind of.
I don't know if this person has gone away or something, but it does feel very distant from you right now. And I mean physically distant, like, a far away. And so I do feel that right now that person is actually taking a leave of absence. So it's like it wouldn't be reachable even if you wanted to get in contact with them for some reason. It's just not available to you or anybody right now. It's like for some reason it's taking a leave of absence.
Meaning he's not even at home? He left somewhere?
He's just gone off somewhere. He's just off.
See, that's just so strange because I asked him to spend a day with me.
Yes.
Or we could go off and just do something, go sit under an oak tree and talk, go for a walk on the beach and have privacy and not be under his parents. I mean, he's a grown man, but he's living with his elderly parents and they're in our business. There's not
yes.
a moment that they're not on top of us and we can't even have a conversation. And so that's really what he picked the fight over. I'm like, I've been here 7 days a week helping you with your parents, not living with him, but going driving back and forth over to his house and helping him with his parents. And his elderly mother had gotten hurt, and I helped rehabilitate her and get her walking again. And I did laser therapy. She had broke her leg, her hip. And, I mean, a lot of stuff went on. I helped his, you know, parents tremendously and him with his ranch and his cows and his livestock and injured and sick ones, and then all of a sudden, the only thing I asked for was, you know, we haven't had a single day to just go off and let's have some personal time, just go talk, go whatever, walk on the beach, where we're not doing somebody's chore list or, you know, working. And that's really what he kind of picked the fight over. It could, I've got to be here to help Dad. Well, his dad jump in the car and go traveling every day.
Yeah.
He was fine, but that's why it surprises me that he would leave them to go off and take off.
Well, you know, it's really not available right now because it's really just not available. He's not in the mood to connect with anybody. But that's what Spirit's telling me, that it's not available right now. It's not in a space of being able to be connected. Your time is up. I'm really sorry about this. We could talk for a lot longer.
Okay.
All right. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy. Right then, where are we? Oh, we're almost there, you know. 9-7, halfway through. We've still got 7 more to take. I don't think we're going to do it, but okay. Donna?
Hello? Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I was listening to a book. You probably have the clearest voice I've had all day. You know, Donna, there's a lot of frustration around you. And it's like you're feeling restless, you're feeling frustrated, that it's like you're chasing your tail. You need to take a step back and just program yourself, create some sort of a schedule and try and put yourself, okay, I'm going to do this today, and then if I don't get that finished, it's okay. It's like you've got to get pressure off you. You've got to just allow yourself to do what you can and let go of anything else that you can't do. It's not a crime. You're not going to let anybody else down, but you've got to stop putting pressure on yourself, because otherwise you're going to find yourself becoming a little bit resentful with life, and that is no good for you, no good for anybody. You're a very smart, very capable young lady, and you have the ability to adapt and to work in every circumstance. But at the moment, it's like you're robbing yourself from you, you know. So you need some personal time. You cannot build your life around your responsibilities. You need some me time. Okay, Don?
Oh, I have a lot of me time. That's all I have is me time. I need to get in. Yes, I don't have kids, I've been or anything. I do look after a blind man 4 days a week for 3 hours a day, so that's pretty much what I do. But I would like to meet someone. Do you see that coming in for me?
Most definitely see you to meet someone. But I do feel that you meet someone and a friendship will be formed before anything. Oh, what's that noise? Are you doing dishes?
No.
Okay. You will meet someone, and I do feel that it's about September. There seems to be like a change of season, a change of vibration, and a change of connection for you. And that's going to be very important for you. It's going to be good for you to be able to connect to someone else on a mutual level of understanding as well. You say you've got a lot of me time, but it seems to be a lot that you need to do. So you might be looking at it like you've got a lot of me time, but it's all about putting your life into order and into perspective.
It's not about me time, really.
It's a lot of me rescheduling, reorganizing yourself in your vibration.
Yeah, you're so right. I do have a lot of time, but I haven't doing anything with it. I've just been watching
TV and staying at home and reading my books.
Yeah,
just relaxing all the time. I need to do more, I think. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you just need to program yourself. You're a person, you need a schedule. You need something, and it's okay, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. And then when you actually do have the meantime, that me time becomes a productive me time of self-rewarding and direction, re-energizing and revitalizing you. Now, I don't know what you do with herbs. I don't know what you do with herbs, but I can smell herbs all around you. You know, there's
herbs.
You're very herby. So I don't know whether you need to use more herbs in your diet or something, but it's like you've got this herby energy, you know.
I just went to a naturopathic doctor and got all these supplements.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He tested my blood for everything. Yeah.
Well, whatever she prescribed for you, it is perfect for you, because I can feel the energy of those herbs, and they're going to be very good for you. Very, very good for you.
Do you see me traveling at all, too? Because when I was younger, I'm in my 60s now, but I used to travel quite a bit.
Funny you should say that, because it's like you've been promising yourself to go somewhere for a long time, and you haven't. And you haven't. It's like you need to start making the short little journey. But I see you slowly building yourself up in that space. I mean, companionship is actually very important to you, but it's like you don't want just a companion. You want someone that you can connect to on an emotional level, but on a spiritual level as well, because you do have a beautiful healing energy. And it's like you haven't had a partner that fulfills your spiritual side as well as everything else. And I think it's very important, because you've still got another 15, 20 years left of life, Donna. So it's like it's important for you to live your life according to where you feel and to what you want to integrate within your life. So I do feel that whoever this other person is, it's actually quite a spiritual as well. Where do you live? Where in America are you?
I live in Santa Barbara, California.
All right. Santa Barbara, beautiful area.
It's a lovely place, mountains and ocean.
Yeah, and it's very serene, but it's also a very active place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's like you don't have a partner because you haven't put yourself out there, so you need to get out. You need to leave the house. Mm-hmm. You need to get out. You know, and this last 2 years has been hard for everybody worldwide, really. There's been a lot of restrictions and limitations that have been created that have prevented us from reconnecting with life. And the time is now for people to start reconnecting with life. You know, we are going through a vibrational shift right now, you know, and the sixth energy is actually approaching very rapidly, which is a social space. And next year for everybody, every single person in the world next year, it'll be a year of connection. It'll be a year of reuniting and a re-sealing, a sense of direction as well. And plus it's a year of new productivity as well. You know, I also feel that you have a lot of things at home that you no longer need anymore. Don't give them away. Exchange them for cash. All right. So I do know it for things, you know, and sometimes you can be a little bit too kind, but you need to cater for yourself financially a little bit better in some way. Don't be too eager to give things away.
Well, the finances are better for me. I kind of depend on winnings and windfalls and inheritances and things like that.
Yeah, but you still got to work with them. You've got to really work with them, because otherwise, you know, when you take money at the bank and not put anything back, eventually it does run out. So you need to be conscious of that you are in a comfortable situation, but you're not in a never-ending situation.
Yeah.
So you should be smart about that, okay? Did you used to take a lot of photos when you were young? Because I see you taking photos. It's like you got this eye for beauty. So I don't know if you used to enjoy taking photos before, but there's something about you and photos. You should join maybe a photography group or something like that, because this is that you get an eye for beauty.
Yeah, that's good. My friend Pete, the man that I look after, my blind friend, he about a month ago said to me that he was leaving me in his will, which is very sweet of him. You know, I never mentioned anything to him. He just came out of the blue and said that. Will he follow through with it, though?
It depends on a couple of things. I don't. I feel that something will be left for you. Something will be left for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't see him leaving everything to you. There's two other people There's going to be two other people that are going to be affected. You're the third one online.
Yeah, you're so right. There are two others. There's the brother, and then a lady friend that he's been with for 10 years. So
you're number three. Yeah.
So correct.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Many blessings.
Well, that was a wonderful reading. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hello.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks, Donna. All right. Oh, I think Donna's switching to another line there at the end of that call. Somebody else called her. It sounded like that. Okay, let's see where we are. Oh, our first gentleman of the evening. Here we go. Maybe the second. I think Deep was the first, wasn't he? Yeah. Okay, Tim.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, calling from New York. How are you guys doing today?
Is that Kim?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Kim, you actually got a very tall personality energy. So I don't know how tall you are, but you feel tall. Your voice feels tall. So it's kind of interesting. And there's some issues that you've been putting off. You know what, hon? Things don't go away. They just don't go away. You can put them to later and put them to later, but they'll be there later. And I'm afraid the later now is like you've got to tidy up loose ends. You've got to really tidy up loose ends because it's like you're not moving forward because of things that you've been putting off, and it's time for you to move forward. You have got this beautiful essence of love about you, and so you connect to people from a very deep, beautiful, loving energy, which I think is actually really, really beautiful. I do feel that there's someone that you've been trying to get a message across, and they're not getting it. They're not getting what you're trying to get across. Some people can have selective hearing, and they will only hear what they want to hear. So you can explain it, you can translate it, you can put it any way you want. When they made up their mind, they think this is what you're saying. Well, this is what you're saying. So your actions will always speak louder than your words. Okay, so okay. When you speak, you tend to speak with very cautiously anyway. You don't like upsetting anybody. You don't like confrontation. You don't like upsetting the apple cart. But you do need to understand that it's no good if something is dragging you down. So if people are not meeting you halfway, you're better off walking away than trying to make them see sense of what you're trying to do. Sometimes people need to do without us for a little while to realize how important we are in their lives. And then indeed, a bestness is created and a reconnection is created. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the film industry or the writing industry or creative industry, but I do see you very busy in that type of environment. You know, you've been creative and connected and something that you put in some sort of project together. And so I do see a massive opportunity for you to be able to show what your true capabilities are.
Okay, I'm not currently, but I would like to switch to something creative and somehow tell a story or write on something. Just getting there is the part that I haven't figured out yet.
Okay, I think the next 3 to 4 months you are going to be able to do that, you know, but don't try to get through to people. Just your actions speak louder than your words.
Okay.
Just do it. Just follow your gut feeling and do it, because I do feel that you'll be amazed how serious people are going to take you. I think the biggest problem is people don't take you seriously like they should, you know. And I don't know whether you've been dabbling around with writing and that, but I do see there's a sense of public creativity about you, you know, and I do feel that you're going to expose yourself somehow through something you're going to put together and deliver.
Okay.
I want you to remember one thing that is very important. When someone says no to you, they are not rejecting you. They're just letting you know they're not the right person. So do not take a no as a rejection. Take a no and say, thank you. You're obviously not the right person. Make it into a positive. Make it immediately into a positive. Do not dwell on the negative no. Make it a positive no. because otherwise it will consume you. You're very sensitive, Kim. So therefore, if you dwell on the negative, it will delay your growth. So you've got to turn whatever's negative into a positive vibration.
Okay.
So have you ever worked with media at all, in any shape or form?
I have not.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised because you've got such a presence, such a public presence about you. There's so much more about you that you haven't exposed. Did you do debate when you were young and at high school or anything like that? Did you do a debate? Were you in the debate team? Did you do speeches or anything like that?
I didn't, but actually when I was a kid, I did want to be an actor. So I used to do little plays and things of that nature. And then life just kind of happened, and here we are, middle age. Yeah,
because you're amazing. You've got this public energy about you, you know. And even in the spiritual healing modality, you should look into a modality that it connects with you, because you do have a beautiful touch. Learn to love yourself, learn to feel yourself, learn to connect yourself, learn to see you, you know. Go and join a meditation group or something like that. I know things are pretty tight in New York at the moment. I mean, I've got a beautiful friend, Breen Duham, that I talk to him as often as I can, and I know things are pretty challenging over there, and still there's a lot of restrictions and a lot of limitations. But there's still little groups that you can join. And of course, with winter coming on soon, you know, there's not going to be the open coffee shops like you have at the moment. So try and have some connection with people as much as possible, because there's a lot more to you that meets the eye, Kim. It's time for you to start fulfilling your completeness.
Okay.
I hope this helped you somehow. I really, truly do.
Yes, it certainly does. I will seek something out. I'm trying to get a little scheduled myself, so get a little meditation method down. But I would definitely seek out a group as well. So it's been some tremendous help. Thank you so very much.
Many blessings, my friend.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, right, there you go. Thank you, Tim. Oh, bless you. Okay, so right, he's disappeared. Would you believe people are still calling? Okay, right, so as one calls off, one will call in. So where should we be? Where should we be? That was line 7. We should be with line 8. And line 8 has suddenly disappeared somewhere. So we're going to jump to this one here then. Line 9 is Carolyn.
Silva,
a long time ago. You used to be on. There's a lot of echoing there. It's finding hard. Your voice is echoing.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna put my earbuds on. Let's see if that helps. Can you hear me?
That's a lot better. What was your name?
Carolyn. You know, Ken must have done on the studio end. But okay, so here I am, and lovely to talk to you after all these length of time. I talked to you when you were on before.
Uh-huh. I'm blocked. My hands are tingling. My hands are really tingling with you. I don't know if you've been looking into healing lately or stuff, but my hands are really tingling. It's like they're really itching to work. They're really itching to connect. They're really itching to touch, to feel, to sense. It's like all your senses need nourishing. Exactly. You just need this connection. You need a hug. But you really do need a hug. You know, and it's like you need this. It's like you're on edge about something, and it's like your hands are saying, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. You know, and let's just stop procrastinating. Let's do it. You know, and there's a lot of food around you. I can smell a lot of food and a lot of people giving different opinions. And it's like you feel so busy. Your energy just feels so busy. It's like you really are surrounded by a lot of changes in your life, and you cannot let them happen too fast. You're going to have to take a step back. Now, I don't know if the name Josephine mean anything to you, but I'm getting this Josephine energy, and it's like it's actually saying that music is to be written and to be enjoyed, and the words are to be said when the delivery is the right time. I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything to you?
I'll ponder it. It sounds very nice.
It does. It does, but it makes no sense at all. But as long as it makes some sort of sense to you, because the message is for you, not for me. So that, I don't have to connect to it. And because I don't listen before I say it, I only hear when it comes out. I can't prepare myself for what's going to come out of my mouth. And that can be dangerous, let me tell you. There's a lot of walking. And I don't know this time, there's a lot of walking as physical walking, or there's a lot of walking, or there's a journey you're taking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a personal trainer that loves to walk.
Okay, yeah, and that's going to be very important. But it's like you need to listen to that trainer, because that trainer doesn't just work with your body, it works with your mind.
Yeah, no, we talk about that for sure. And we meditate.
It's an amazing person, and it's I feel you got a bargain with that trainer, because you're getting three services in one.
Yeah, I did.
You're getting counseling, you're getting exercising, and you're getting encouragement, you know. But the counseling side of it is really good, because you block things. You're so good at blocking things. I don't want to deal with that. I don't care. You know, it's like, but you're really letting it out through your sense of movement and direction. So the walking is actually so important for you. Because walking clears your mind. It just puts you into a journey of clarity and truth, you know, and you need that. You need that for yourself, not for anybody else. You need it for you, you know, and it's like it's going to be so good as you allow yourself to embrace your completeness. You know, you really, you know, if you might be exercising and training to get fit or lose weight or whatever it is you're trying to do. But it's not that. It's about awakening your inner soul.
That's the only reason why I do it.
Facing inner soul.
The other things that come along are okay, but no, that's exactly why I do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what I'm getting. Your inner soul is just evolving, and it's evolving with you as you create acceptance with you, you know, and it is so good. It is just, I just feel so good. But like I said, my hands are tingling, my body's tingling, and I just want to walk.
I bicycle, and I do yoga, and I do lift weights. Yeah, I do all of that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of food. I was cleaning out the refrigerator. It's all green stuff. It's all live stuff. It's all salad stuff. Stuff that I like. You know, garlic, lemon. You know, green stuff.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense now to me, because it's like it's just incredible. You've got these continuous, and it's like you really are doing. This is all that matters right now. What you're doing right now, that's all that matters. It's like as you evolving and changing with it, it's like you will start manifesting and attracting what you need in your life. But it's
I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
I talked with a man this morning, a totally different man who I hadn't spoken with. I tried to get a hold of him last night. He called me this morning. And he's going to build something for me. And it's a unique, it's unique what he's building. And so it should be done in October. Do you pick up good energy from him? Do you pick it up as a good energy?
I think to him it's just a job. There's no feeling behind what he's doing. I don't pick up a bad energy or a good energy. He's just doing a job.
But I mean, you know, like an honest worker. He owns his.
That is an honest worker. It's a job. It's a job. That's it. He's doing a job, and he's one of the people that he will do his job the best way possible he can.
Okay, good. Do you see, I'm trying to do check on references and stuff, and I'm coming up against kind of a brick wall. And I've called different resources, and I'm going to go up there and look at it too, the layout. I did talk with somebody who said they had worked kind of with him, kind of sort of with him, and they said they weren't going to tell me if he was bad. They weren't going to tell me if he was good. They said they weren't going to tell me anything. And then I talked to my friend.
He's not bad, all right? He's just the type of person that he just works. I feel he has had a lot of hardship in his life, and he's been hurt a lot, and people have taken advantage of him, and now he just works. You give him a project, you know, he will. Yep. You give him a project, he will do that project, and that's it.
Okay. Well, I'm trusting him with a lump. Yeah,
he's
I'm giving him
man.
Some money. Sorry?
He's a good man. He needs more than that. But he's like he's not
okay.
connected. Okay. So every now and then, just make sure that you go and check what he's doing. Tell him, hey, you're doing a great job. Thank you. He needs acknowledgement.
Well, I'm giving, yeah. Okay, I will. I'm giving him some money, too. I'm paying him a small deposit up front, and it's non-refundable. I told him I would do that. And in the meantime, I'm scrambling around checking on resources. But so far, you know, I got a good feeling. I'm getting excited about it. It is going to be a new start. It's kind of closer to my grandson. One
yeah.
question before we come to the end of our time here. There's a person I wanted to ask you about. Do you see him calling me? His name is Aaron.
I think he will when he feels the time is right. So he will call you.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you see us reconnecting in the way that we were before?
Pardon?
Do you see us picking up where we left off or kind of like a new situation?
I don't see you picking up where you left off. I feel it's starting like a new connection.
There was a misunderstanding. I haven't
yeah.
had a chance to clear it
up. But
I
don't see picking up when you left off. It's like a fresh start. It's like, okay, let's just deal with today. Yesterday we cannot change. Let's just deal with today. And it's like at the beginning, it'll be a very civil conversation. Like, oh, how have you been? How are things? But it'll be nothing be brought up as what the misunderstanding was.
Okay, good. I'll take it. Well, I think I thank you very much. You were very helpful, and you picked up a lot of stuff that was going on immediately.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. I love what I do. It's who I am. Yeah.
One day I'll get to Australia.
I hope you do. I hope. Look me up if you do, you know.
Oh,
I will.
Thank
All
you.
Right. See ya.
Bye.
Wow.
Okay, then. That's Carolyn. Okay, let's see where we are. You know, we've got through 9 callers this evening already. So we're now currently with line 10. And this will be our penultimate one, I do feel, because we're not going to be able to fit you all in. Pamela.
Hello.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
I like your name, Selva.
Thank you. I love my name. Thank you.
Awesome.
I really, you know, when I was young, I didn't. When I came to Australia and nobody could say Selva properly, it used to really get on my nerves. And so I used my middle name for some time because people found it easier to say my middle name. But as I got older, I said, no, blow them. Learn to say Selva. It's not that hard. You know? So, yeah, so I just got tougher, you know. Because your name's important. Whatever you allow yourself to call you, that's the power you give people. And I don't like my middle name. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't like being addressed by it. Anyway, Pamela. Pamela, you should play darts.
I should what?
You should play darts.
Play darts?
Yes, you should.
D-A-R-T-S.
Yeah, darts. D-A-R-T-S, yes. You know.
That's hilarious. I just was thinking 2 days ago I need to get my dartboard out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because the first thing that came up, it's like it was a tall gentleman giving me a dartboard and saying, you should tell her, play darts. A very tall gentleman. And it's about time we got back into the game. That's all he said. It's time to get back into the game. He says, I'm a dart player myself, so I'm really glad about that. I am a dart player. Pamela, there's just so many faces to you. You know, it's like you're one of these people that thinks it's who you are and what you do into who you are. You know, according to the company that you keep at that time, you tend to mold to the situation. And you used to be better at it before. Where now, it's like you're not finding it as comfortable as what you did before. So I see you... Stepping away from things so you don't have to change who you are. So it's like you're trying to be your true you on a more regular basis and making people accept you as you, you know, instead of trying to mold who they need, you know. It is amazing. You need a lot of love. You do need a lot of love. You do need a lot of companionship. You need a lot of communication and mental stimulation. You know, so you're an amazing, you're just an amazing person, and it's like you're just molding to everybody else and not molding to yourself. So I want you to honor you a little bit more, because it's time for that, and get that dartboard out and play. What have you got, a soft board or a hard board?
A bristle board, whatever that is.
A soft board, we use those darts that are really not very sharp. With a hard board.
Oh no, I use sharp. I use the sharp darts.
Oh, the hard board. Good girl. They're the best.
Yep.
You play darts. You play darts. That's good. I hope you got your passport still functionable, because I do feel you are going to get an opportunity to go overseas in about 18 months' time. You know. So I'm glad they're warning you, you know, about 18 months, because I put a little bit of money aside. Even if you put $5 a week, you'd be surprised how that builds up. It really builds up, you know, because 18 months' time, there seems to be like an invitation coming your way. I don't know if you're connected to a group of artists or something like that, but it shows an expression of interest, and that's where this opportunity is coming from. It's like you are... become part of a group, a creative group of some way, and it's like they're taken on a journey somewhere, and they can say, well, do you want to come with us? And you're a fool if you say no. You need to go.
Okay.
Did you have a question, honey?
Well, yeah, I'm at a big crossroads right now, and I think I'm supposed to be here, even though I didn't want to be. But the only thing, I feel like I'm losing a friend, and I'm very upset about it. I feel very connected to this person. I don't often feel that way with people.
Yeah.
And we're kind of being forced apart right now.
No one is ever forced apart. You know, one thing we got to learn in life, we never lose a friend. Never. Sometimes the people are here for a lifetime and some people are here for a season. You know, so instead of allowing yourself to feel sadness for the disconnection is taking place, just be grateful for the time you've had. You know, because you're not losing a friend. Everybody always has the freedom of choice to make their own decision. You know, like I was talking to a lady, and this is completely different to your situation, but just to give you an example, this lady was really sadness that she could not see her grandchildren and her son because the partner of the son doesn't allow her to see them, you know. And I said to her one day, I said, you know what? It's not the partner's fault. Your son is obviously making a decision not to see you because the partner does not own him. And it doesn't matter how much pressure I put on, if you want to do something bad enough, you'll do it somehow. So you need to be strong enough to say to your son, I do not blame your partner anymore for you not visiting me. It is your choice and your choice alone because you are a person of your choice. And if you're meant to be one of these people that you're in my life for a season, well, so be it. I've enjoyed the season. You know, that quickly changed things for them. Being her son, he actually started seeing her more often, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, a little bit different because this person is cutting connection due to a new interest in their life, you know. So to me, it shows me that person was only there for a season. You know, it was a long season, but it also taught you that you do have the capability to connect to people. But because you don't like endings, you don't like changing, you don't allow yourself to deeply connect to people.
Is she being forced to not have any connection with me right now?
No, not at all. She's got a new interest. She's a person that when she becomes involved in something, she just gets involved in that and she becomes the focus of that situation. Now, she's become involved with someone. It's not a thing, it's a person that she's involved with. You know, and that's just taken her attention. But nobody has advised her or mentioned her or hinted to her to break her connection with you. You know, but I also feel that she feels that you have the type of friendship that you don't need to see each other every day. You don't need to connect every day. When you do connect again, you can just catch up and it's like you've never been apart. You know, and sometimes happens. It's like that, you know. So you might find that you might not see this person for a month, whatever. And the next thing you bump into each other, it's like you have never been apart. You know, so don't assume it's an ending. It could be just a transition. But I do feel that this person, whatever this person's doing, is doing it at his own accordance, not because of anybody else.
Okay.
You know? And sometimes when we get too close and allow ourselves to build our world around just the one person, sometimes we create limitations for ourselves. And, of course, when that one person's gone, it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with me now? I was really counting on just doing the Thursday night thing.
Mm-hmm.
Many blessings, my friend. I hope this helps
okay.
you somehow.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pamela. All right. Okay. Now, That is all we've got time for, ladies and gents.
Four minutes
of live air left.
Wow.
But, Silva, we've done 10 lovely calls. We've had over 20 people calling in this evening. So we're never going to get 20 into 2 hours. But we've had an amazing show. Thank you very, very much for getting up so early to join me. And we'll have to do it all again soon, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy that you got me back. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. You know, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm walking over to the shop today to do the shop. If I don't have anything in the house, I'll be looking somewhere else. I was so happy to be able to be reconnected with you. Many blessings, Ken.
Wonderful. Well, we'll do it all again next week, hopefully, ladies and gents. So
we shall meet again.
Wonderful. Okay, so Silva back with us this time next week then, or the same time next week. And remember, very, very early in Western Australia there, 4 a.m. on a Thursday morning when we go to air here on Wednesday evening. So we've had an amazing show. Over 20 people have called in this evening to this show. We had the same last night for our first show, over 20 people calling in. Every time somebody called off, somebody would call in to take their place. We're never going to do that many in 1 2-hour show. All those that we haven't got to this evening, please don't feel disappointed. There is the next show and the one after it. We're here for you, and we hope that you've all taken something away this evening. Thank you very, very much once again to Silva for joining us this evening.
Some of you young folks been saying to me, "Hey, Fox, what do you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying and see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keep saying. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.